Greetings, 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 and salutations. This is a St. Thomas show. I am St. Thomas. You can call me Arrow. My mission is to participate in human experience that together we are creating a new earth in peace. I want to start out by thanking Don and Doug at BBS Radio. They're 100% my technical team. Couldn't do it without them. Looking forward to the new surprise that I'm going to be so excited about. Thank you to Sheila, my production manager's in the house today. I always appreciate her hard work, always standing at my right hand. And thank you to the listeners and the subscribers. Your support is golden. Thank you. It really means everything to me that you're willing to show up and support what I'm doing here. It means everything because I'm here with you and I want to assist you and you're assisting me. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. And today I am still offering free copies of a 217-page indictment filed January 6, 2022. It is a criminal trial. I am going to mail a free copy to anyone who donates $25 or more to the St. Thomas show page. I read from about 4 to 5 pages on my last archived show on March 29th of 2026. So if you want to know more about the indictment, that was the St. Thomas show archive, March 29th. I just want to read on page 215, a couple paragraphs. We would like to take this opportunity to give gratitude and appreciation to the Andromeda Councils, Galactic Federation of Worlds, Space Councils, Alcyon, and other Galactic Legal Councils, Interdimensional Free World Councils, Starfleet, Space Force, Alliances, Star Seeds, Away Teams, Q, the Q Team, and the Anons, Radiant Guardian, and Radiant Glory Fleets, Alliance Military, Military Fighting and Rescuing in the Dunes, the Silver Legion, Heavenly Hosts, all those known by this court for their dedication and bravery as they fight in this war against the enemies. We thank this Heavenly High Court for providing this divine-like Holy Council as an opportunity to perceive a future reality by knowing the past and moving forward with a purpose to educate, lead, and make right that which is not of the light and vibration with the one true living God of all creations. This is the great war between good and evil. We decree and declare that God Creator has won. Again, free copy to anyone that donates a one-time donation of 25 or more to the show page. And I really appreciate your assistance at keeping my show going. Today, let's see. If you identify as a human being and long to know your spirit, this is the show for you. This is the awakening of who we really are. We are spirit, we are light first. We are physical bodies second. We are infinite creators. We are able to do anything and be anything. Just a little disclaimer. This is my truth, my reality, and my experience. I do not expect anyone to believe everything I say, to resonate with everything I say. What we do here, we get out of the mind and we go to the hearts. We in our hearts, we resonate with information. In our hearts, you will either resonate with what I'm saying or you'll just put it to the side. And I want to quote, I had a guest on my show a few shows ago that I love to quote, Black Butterfly. His words are eloquent, but he pointed out on my show that we do not bash anyone's reality or religion or beliefs. We are not here to bash anybody's realities. Everybody is the creator of their own reality. I am so excited. I'm bringing a guest on today. I'll bring the guest on and then we'll play a couple audio clips and a little surprise for the guest. We didn't talk about the topics that we're going to cover on from the audio clip today, but my guest is Rob Anderson. Are you here?
I'm here. Can you guys hear me?
Oh, hi, Rob. I can hear you. Great.
How's it going?
Oh, awesome. Oh, it was good. I'm so excited. You know, I know you'd be good with this. We didn't talk about, you know, I went in the office, which is my heart center. I call that the office. And I went in there and played with my 12 source energies and said, okay, we need some audio clips or something that relates to the fun we were going to have. I hope to get to the Bible verses at the end of the show, but they gave me some audio clips and it fit so well. And there was a conversation that you had mentioned in the meeting that I want to bring up too, because it relates to the topic. So,
okay.
First, you know, I want to get your information out. So would you like to tell the listeners how to find you?
So the best way, I sent Sheila an email they can reach me at, but if you go on YouTube, I have a foundational healing series and my YouTube handle is just the @ RAWBAND, so Raw Band, and then ERSON. So it's kind of a play on my name, Rob Anderson, but it's Raw, RAWBAND, like frequency band. So they can reach out to me there, find me there, or send me an email. I love hearing from people and seeing where people are at and how I can be of service, or, you know, sometimes even just relating stories or experiences as well. And like you said, there's such a diverse group of people everywhere you go, just to see where everybody's at.
So when I first heard you on Whiplash Talk with Sunshine, and I went and found you on YouTube, you had a video that you did with your brother and it was a song that you wrote. Is that right?
No, that's actually just it's a video that we did to the song.
Oh, okay.
It's quite a popular song. It's actually AWOL Nation Sail. So it's one of those classic songs. And what happened originally was I wanted to do the first motorcycle video to that song. And then when we put it up on my friend's YouTube, it got taken down because of copyright issues. And then years went by, years and years. And somebody convinced me, they're like, well, why don't you just try it again? And I was like, oh, you know what? And for some reason, I guess maybe because I had a registered YouTube account, whatever, I uploaded it thinking it was going to be nothing. And then I get home and there's a green check mark beside it saying you can use it. So after 5 years, we finally got to put the video to the actual song that it was intended to be with.
Oh, it was fabulous.
Well, thank you. I'm glad you enjoyed
it. Yeah, I liked it. And then I'm ready. Let's see. Don, can we play the first clip? This is Q.
Anyway, I just want to remind everybody that the money is an alien technology, and that's why it was invented to control you. So my suggestion is you try not to use it without trying to use it. Now, I don't have a bank account, and I have no doubt that resources will show up every day is one of the solutions I have for everybody. And you say, how is that possible? Because I don't have any fear about not having it. And that's why I'm so adamant about everybody homesteading, because that gives you sovereignty immediately. And by the way, no one can bother you ever again there.
So the one thing I want to point out on this clip, and then we'll just go right into the next clip because they both really are talking the very same thing. He said he had no fear, and that's the part I wanted to point out on that first clip. But Don, if you would please let us have the second clip.
This is very common with debt. So somebody claims that they have a debt you have a debt to them. That's a claim. And because you're in the government system, they'll just take it off you is what you're claiming, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so what this is exactly how the dark forces work, is you're worried about not having money next week. You're worried about having a poor credit rating. You're worried about not having enough to feed the family, et cetera, et cetera. Works pretty good, doesn't it?
It does.
Okay, now, try that. Now, what if you can teach yourself not to care about it? And what if that inspiration came around and somebody provided resources for you because you don't participate in lower dimensional choices anymore? So you're going to another dimension when you play in that group, which slows you down from being into higher vibrational group. And you're saying, since I've met you, you're the worst thing in my life. And I'm saying, no, you're attempting to keep playing at their level, and it's not going to work if you're a light being, so to speak. Does that make sense?
It does. I'm not going to say I haven't had amazing days and amazing feelings and amazing joy, and then something always happens to try to bring me down, and I try to brush it off and move on, and then something else happens. It's like a constant. And I try to move past it, and then when I do, then something else opens up. So I'm just constantly being attacked, I guess, because I am a bright light shining and I stand out.
I've watched it for many, many years, and I can assure you this is what ascension is trusting yourself, going within, having faith that I do not pay traffic fines anymore. Why would I? I don't get a driver's license anymore. I'm not going to do lower dimensional work with the negatives anymore. Those are all negative timelines. Why do I need a driver's license to drive on planet Earth? And if I get a ticket, I don't pay it. Why would I? What's going to happen to me? More debt? The whole planet is debt. So why would I care if they put me in more debt? Make sense?
Yes, it does.
Thank you so much for your call. Thank you for your call.
So I just really had some aha moments here. I know, yeah. I talk about being on New Earth, and I'm not being attacked by aliens anymore. And I even mentioned, you know, I took full ownership of my vessel, but I realized what is really going on, what we perceive as attacks, because the little gray guys that are freezing time and doing, I don't know what we had to learn about the aliens existing, and we had to learn about what's been going on the planet. But we know that the war is won. And we know that light has moved us in a higher vibration than we've ever been before. And so ascension, he said, is trusting yourself, going within, having faith that I do not pay traffic fines or I do not play in the densities. What's really going on is when I have a thought that, oh, you know, if I don't pay that ticket, oh, I'm going to be in big trouble, then it's the fear that's creating it.
Yeah.
Is that making sense? Like, what do you get out of those audios?
Well, it's really difficult sometimes, because I just recently had something with a license issue, you know, and it's old habit. You just jump onto fear timelines. Oh, this is happening. Then my insurance is going to go. And like, it's just, and then you're not proactively creating. Like, so you're stuck in this mind loop, and negative ifs, ands, or buts. And even if it's not negative, it's still something that, yeah, you perceive that you have to go deal with, you know? And I don't have all the answers. I like Q's outlook on it, and I share it, but it's easier said than done in society, because if you want to drive or rent a car, or if you don't own a car, like, it's one thing, you know, I've driven without a license many times, because it's just, And I didn't lose it or anything. It just expired. And it's like, well, whatever. I still have the card that says that I have the license. So I'm going to just drive with it without it. And it's like, if I get pulled over, then so be it. It is what it is. So I understand where he's coming from. But in actual practice, it's a little bit more difficult. And I do agree with the first thing that he said, or the first clip about being on our homesteads and things like that. That just frees up so much. I was actually at a land conference here in Ontario yesterday. So getting involved locally, and I was surprised at how few people were there. We have, I think, 30 million people in this province, or something, or sorry, 10 million, I think. And in the greater area where I live, there's about 3.9 million, and there was maybe 120 people there, you know? So it just goes to show how few people are actually interested in these things or think that they can make a change. But I do agree about being free on our land takes away so much of that worry.
Yeah, I think it is the old belief systems, because we've been listening. Q had the homesteading show, and Robin is continuing it. And when I travel, and so I go around to different areas in the States, and I would talk about this homesteading thing, and people just don't believe that it's possible. It's something they can't wrap their brain around.
Yeah,
And
well, it's made so convoluted. Sorry to jump in. It's just because it's so convoluted. The law is absolutely bananas, and that's what, you know, like common law or whatever. The common man, just the average Joe, should be able to. There shouldn't be pages and pages and pages and documents and hitherto and henceforth and all this crap. It's just literally made to confuse people so they don't understand what their actual rights are. And our actual rights, or whatever, you know, we're free to do whatever we want, to travel. It doesn't say in the American Constitution is different than the Canadian, whatever we're calling it, you know, Charter of Rights and Freedoms. But it doesn't say, you know, you need a license and insurance to drive a vehicle. Those are all sub things that legislature was brought in after. They keep changing it. They keep, you know, pushing the yardstick, changing the goalposts, and so it's all bullshit. Pardon the swearing.
Yeah, I think it's, the all, like you talked about the language being so weird and not being able to understand it. Well, when I don't understand something, that's where the fear comes in, the
Yeah.
unknown. I don't get it. So now I'm fearful, because what if, what if, what if? And it's just a matter, I think, of really resonating within my heart, where I don't have any fear. I mean, to me, it's old programs. I
Yeah.
had a lot of programming that told, it was all stage fright stuff. I can't talk in front of an audience. I can't this, I can't that. What if this? And how did I come to this stage to do the radio shows? Is I learned to stay in my heart, to do, we all talk about the head drop, and that's coming out of the head. And I don't know if I'm hoping that I get a lot of new listeners. My show might not, I took it off of Saturday because the Q trainers probably know everything I'm going to say anyway.
Yeah.
And so I'll just recite the head drop quick. Spirit within, take the thoughts in my head and place them in my heart. We say these commands three times, and then we count 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, heart. And then I breathe. I take a deep breath after my commands. And I did that command for years. And then the other command, I command spirit within, give me more of my light body energy now. And I repeat that three times, and I count down 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, now. And just those two commands, I use those for several years, and that really revolutionized my life. And then now, now we all talk about, once you get a hold of doing these commands, then you can get creative. I mean, once you get comfortable in it and it's just a norm, and then now, now I don't even have to do the head drop. Now I can just take a breath and focus in my heart, and I come right back down into my heart. It just becomes easy to breathe into it. But the
Yeah.
commands helped establish that, right?
Yeah, and it's just practicing with it and doing different ways and whatever works for you. Like the whole point of, you know, the stuff that Q and Ron spoke about, and when I say Ron, I mean Creation Lightship and things like that. It's to help you generate your own modalities. And like you said, sometimes I just do something as simple as I was reading, it was like a Zen monk thing, just calling yourself back. Like if you realize you're off thinking about something, just, hey, arrow, yep, I need you here. Okay, fully in the moment. All right, okay. And you're back in it, And so now I kind of just start laughing sometimes. And at first, the past year, I kind of get frustrated and you tend to beat yourself up. Like, why am I thinking and stressing? And it's like, I'm just telling myself, I don't have to think. You just have to be present and just be fully where you are and do whatever you're doing. And no amount of thinking, scheming, or worrying is going to change the outcome of anything. And quite often, the things that we think about or the worst case scenarios that we plan for never end up happening. Like so many scenarios that I try to envision in my mind, I get there and the person looks totally different, or the, like, no, it's never exactly how you envision it. So just, like Osho says, like, courage is a love affair with the unknown. So just trust you're going to be able to handle things as they show up, and don't cross bridges before you get there. It's like you mentally, like, well, I know there's a bridge tomorrow that I have to cross, and what's it look like? Maybe the bridge is out. Maybe you're not going to be able to cross it. Maybe it's going to be a brand new bridge. So, like maybe it's going to be easier than you crossed it the last time. It's just we make, like, Jesus quote, take no anxious thought about tomorrow, and it's easier said than done. But that's the real practice, is to just come back to the moment.
Yeah, practice is good. And I really like that you pointed out not to beat ourselves up, because, I get really dedicated in practicing something and I do really well for a while. And then there's that one moment where, right? I took a little stumble, but then I really want to beat myself up, man, because I just want to keep, I just want to, I'm trying so hard, practice, practice. But, sometimes when I fall, there's also a lesson in that for me, like, okay, what hung me up this time? But I one of the things that that's come recently is I had an audio clip come up where Q said the Q team, when they've created, because we're the creators of our reality, if they have created a situation that all of a sudden they find themselves in the middle of and they don't like it, they just stop. They just stop whatever it is and sit still. And I have a little exercise that I like to do, because sometimes when I find that whether it's the environment or what's going on, it's always outside of myself. And then I stop and I get that still moment. And then I reflect on, okay, I'm the creator of anything. I can do anything. I can create anything. Why am I creating this? And then if I go a little bit backwards, I think that's what the counting backwards does. I can go backwards in steps and find, where did I create this at? At what point did I take the wrong turn and create this crazy reality in front of me? Because I'm the creator of anything. It's just fun sometimes to go, okay, if I can create anything, why am I creating this? And find the humor in it.
Yeah,
That
exactly.
that's helped me a lot. It's just find the humor in it. It can be fun if we
Well, and to just circle back on that, I have written on my, I have quotes all, I'm sure you saw the other day, quotes all over my wall, but, and just little reminders, but like without, so yeah, so return to the moment without delay, no self-judgment, just correction. Just be like, oh, I call it, I always say that the present moment's slippery. And so you can either, kind of fall forward into the future, slip back into the past, or sidestep into an alternate, like, oh, I'd rather be. And so I'm trying to, I'd rather be doing this. Well, I'm trying to eliminate from my life I'd rather be's. So where I am, like I've said it to a few people that I've been working with, it's like they're apologizing. Oh, I'm sorry, it's taking a little bit longer. It's like, okay, it's fine. There's no other place I'd rather be. And that's the key thing, is to, like you always said, do things that you prefer and don't do things you don't prefer. And you kind of got to play the game a little bit, I think, still here, because it's easier said than done. Like, so everybody's at a different spot. And if, but if you play it consciously and you're aware of things, and like you said, you're aware of your triggers, or when you fall back into old patterns, well, then those are all opportunities. So your triggers are actually your gifts. So there's nothing wrong with being in situations that as long as you're consciously aware, it's like, oh no, this is an old pattern because of this, or, you know, or this person said this last time, and so I'm just triggered about it. And if you can come to those things, those are your opportunities to transcend them, right?
Yeah, that I think that works a lot better. I know when we first started command language, I'd be have a situation be going on that I didn't like, and then I'm trying to command myself out of it and trying to create something different and command my way this and command my way that. And what really helped was just to stop, get quiet, ask some questions, just maybe take a couple steps back and see. And then when I can step back into where did I take that turn, I usually can see what my heart's passion really was. And this happens to me more often than not, is I go back a little bit. I'll give you an example. Last November, December, I went, well, October, I went to an RV park and I paid a month's rent, which was absolutely crazy for me because I'm out in the desert and I can live just off batteries. But it was like 97 degrees out, and I just came from a good job and I had some money, and so I paid for a month. And but I asked them, "Hey, do you have any job positions?" And they said, "No, we've got a full crew." And I said, "Oh, okay. I was, looking for a RV job." Well, within a week, the cleaning lady's mother passed, and she was going to fly to a state up north where it was snowing, and so we all know she's coming back. So they hired me temporarily. And it was cleaning toilets and bathhouses and laundry rooms. And then my favorite joke I tell all my friends, because it's a volunteer job, right? They don't pay me any money, but they give me a place to park. I had free electricity, free propane, access, free laundry, and access to the clubhouse, and big movie screen. And I mean, it was so many perks to it. And in November and December, there was like only 30 campers living in the park. So it was such an easy job. And I remember cleaning toilets, and oh, my favorite line to my friend, "I volunteer to clean toilets." And they just are like, "You what?" No, it's really great. It's a really great gig. But I knew what was going to happen in January. And I knew that this whole park would be wall to wall people. It'd be over 100 campers. Plus, they had a public shower and a public laundry. And so people staying out in the desert will also come in and use the shower house and the laundry. I mean, the job was just going to phenomenally change over the first of the year. And so I'm like, I hope she gets back, right? I don't really want this job in January. Well, then she comes back like between Christmas and New Year's. And to my surprise, the owner offered me the same cleaning job, but on the opposite days of the week. She had a lady that was working for her that wore three hats and were getting ready to go into busy season. They wanted to relieve her and give me one of the hats. And I was like, so my head, this is my great rationale. My great rationale says, "Oh, I really like it here. I'm really having fun. It won't be too bad. It's only a couple months. I can do it. I can do it, you know?" And so my head talked me into staying, keeping the job. When I had decided, see, I went back in time, and it was like a month ago, I'm cleaning and I'm thinking this job is great because nobody's here. But come January, I'm going to hate this job. And I forgot that. I threw it out the door. And so I created a whole scenario of leaving town to go get supplies at a Walmart. My motorhome broke down. I'm on the side of the road, like a quarter of an inch off the line. The speed limit's 60 miles an hour. So I can't have people like come and help me work on the thing on the side of the road because it was so close to the road. I had to take all my money out of the bank that I had to pay all my winter bills, which at least I had it, I guess. And then I had to get my motorhome fixed. Now I'm at an RV park and they give me a place to live, but they're not paying me any money. And I just spent every penny I had. So I had to say goodbye. I got to go find some money now because I got to eat today or something, you know? But I got out of the job. And I didn't even realize that that was really what I wanted until that's what I really, really wanted was I didn't want to do the job anymore. And I just, I let my head talk me. I think Shane said, see how your heart is more powerful than your mind. And I was like, well, thank God. So it was good. And this don't care. So the things I have that Q said was, you know, don't, if you can train yourself to not care and to no longer play in lower density cities, to have faith, faith that I'm not going to pay that traffic fine and I'm going to be just fine.
Yeah.
And I'm going to use your line. You said, you know, it's really easy to say, but it's a whole nother ball of wax to do it. So
and, we also have to pick our battles. And that's the thing too, because if you had take that scenario, like I used to be that, like that, you know, like a young, angry teenager and, you know, you could be rebellious and then you're actually digging yourself a grave because you're being more negative and you're attracting more of that negativity. So you have to have a certain level of like, you know, pick your battles. Like you don't get in arguments with police officers or don't go driving, you know, if you're driving without a license, don't go, you know, twice the speed limit and out there, you know, begging to cause trouble. But I don't know if you saw the message, but Sheila just prompted us to say that if you wanted to save some time for Bible verses, we're already 30 minutes in. So just checking.
Yeah, we'll do maybe the last 10, 15 minutes.
Okay.
I think this is so good. I, you know, this came up while I was in my heart centered with my team and looking for show topics. I just really, I found this clip and it nailed two things. The lady in the clip was, you know, I'm shining so bright now because she's amping up, right? She's on the Q train. She's amping up. She's doing the commands and she knows that her light is shining so bright now, but now she's under attack. That was what she was saying, right? Mm-hmm. But I, for me, the attacks now is my own. Let's see, I have a song that I've sang on a couple of my shows, but the line in the chorus is, free from all old stories I've been told, I walk through the valley of my own shadow. And what that means to me, the valley of my own shadow is all the programming that I have. And I have to realize I'm an infinite creator. I am so much more powerful than all this programming and I can delete it. I can remove implants. A lot of these programs have been planted in us. They want us to stay fearful of, oh, how am I going to pay the bills? How am I going to, oh, that debt that I have. Oh, if I don't pay the bank, they're going to come after me, you know, and then they're going to summons me to court. What if I don't go to court? Oh, no, I'm going to get arrested, right?
Yeah, and that's the thing. Like, everybody's so scared of these little squiggly lines on paper that we call language. And it's like, I had a business partnership with my brother and friend, and I won't get into the details of it, but things went sideways and, you know, like you're under no obligation to anybody. So that's, you know, like I had all these threats from lawyers and, you know, emails like your immediate retention attention is required. And I just didn't reply. And I was like, if you want to have a conversation, and it took 3 years before there was any, I didn't reply to emails for, I think, 3 years until there was a better tone where like, hey man, do you think we could work something out? Cause it was always like, you did this, you owe me this, you're out of this, you know, you're getting kicked out of the company with nothing. And I was like, you don't have all the power. You, like that's what people think. It's like, we've been so conditioned and programmed to think that we're helpless, that we're, you know, even I don't like the term God's children, cause then it puts something higher than you outside of yourself, you know? And I understand that there's people that are all, you know, into God still. And, but it's still disempowering. You know, because, well, there's somebody outside of you more powerful than you. Like, you know, it's an old, outdated model. But that keeps us in perpetual fear. It keeps us as kids looking for approval from parents, scared to stand up to authority. And it's tough because, you know, I think it's separated, like the pandemic really separated a lot of people from a lot of families. And I got separated from my family, but I had to stand my ground. And I felt, it felt kind of lonely, you know, and it felt like it was a few years of like walking around by myself saying goodbye to my old life. But it was profoundly, profoundly like it's what I needed. Cause had that not happened, I wouldn't have probably spent the time by myself. You know, I don't know that I would have taken that direction. So I kind of see it as a gift. It's like, wow, I got, for the first time in my life, I'm the main character instead of the supporting role of my parents, of my brother, of my best friends. You know, it's like I'm doing me now for the first time in my life at 42. You know, and it seems almost embarrassing that I have to say that, but we don't realize how easily we get sucked onto other people's timelines, whether it's your wife, whether it's your kids, whether it's your dad, whether it's your job. You know, we get sucked onto other people's timelines, and a lot of times, you know, people who are, you know, have a high spirit, that we love playing with other people, we want them to be happy, we want to have fun, we want to, but then we realize that, you know, we're getting like almost like a vortex into other people's timelines and their life stories, and so it's a blessing sometimes to just go your own way.
I think I got a little spoiled in that I started traveling and live in a motor home and I just visit people. So it, and it is a challenge. It's like when I'm, you know, when I'm alone, I'm always in perfect peace and living my highest joy. But I, you know, there's people in my life I love. And so it is finding that balance of interaction of not doing, you know, if I'm not, I'm much better, right? I'm much better at going, yeah, I don't think I want to do that. No, I can say no today. And you know, I wanted to bring this up about, because I listened to Q. This tape was almost 2 years ago, a year and a half ago, and he's like, no more licenses. And so I didn't update my tags, and it's been a few years. And I just told myself, I don't play in that system. I just don't play in that system. Well, so when the office, I come in contact with officers. I've had three officers now, at my vehicle. And I prepare, right? Okay, I'm going to talk to this officer. Here he comes. And you know, I stay in my heart. And so I don't argue. I don't try to teach him the law. That never went over well when I was a teenager. I don't think it, you know. And so it's just, you know, I'm going to live my greatest joy today and I'm going to be in my heart. I'm not really doing anything wrong. I'm really not. And I'm just, I still, the one officer, actually, I had a job last year and I knew the guy, I knew this officer from an organization that was in a different town. It wasn't even in the town I was working in, but it was just like 20 minutes away. And he came in and I was joking. I was waiting tables and I was at a table and I turned and there was a police officer and I see he's all suited up and I just said, I held my hands up and went, I didn't do it. And then my manager was there and she's laughing because he's already talked to her and she knew he was there to talk to me because I had done it. And it was something about where I was parked and he wanted me to park different and he knew my motor home. So he knew that he went and found me a place to park before he even came to talk to me. It was so funny.
That's
But he,
awesome.
and then he was really nice about, oh, by the way, you know, you need to update those tags. And I just went, oh, thank you. And that was it.
Well,
Never, I parked in that city all the rest of the summer and nothing ever happened.
yeah, and that's the thing too. Sometimes things like I got a motorcycle speeding ticket, and like it was on a Sunday morning, and it was like there was hardly any traffic on the, and you know, I was going to this really awesome place that I like going fast and I like going around the corners and whatever. And I got pulled over before I even got there, and I was like, oh my God. And the guy's like, he's like, you know, just don't do it again. And I was like, okay. And like 10 minutes later, I was doing it again. But whatever happened, that I don't know if there was, like, I was just like, I'm not worried about it. I'm like, whatever. What am I going to get two tickets in one day? So I just went and had the time of my life, didn't pay attention to the speed limit. And that ticket never showed up. It never came in. It was never on my record. I don't know what happened. I didn't follow up. I was like, well, I'm not going to look into it. It's just, it disappeared. When I renewed my license, it wasn't there. I didn't have to pay it. And so I don't know what happened. He either forgot to file it or withdrew it. I don't know. Or I
Rob,
created some sort of reality
maybe,
by not caring and just speeding away. I don't know.
yeah,
Whatever happened, happened.
maybe you're not playing in lower densities anymore.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. I'm still learning, you know. I'm still learning, and that's the thing, is like I really like Eckhart Tolle's work, and stuff. But like, I think a lot of times what we realize is that, you know, you talked about cleaning toilets and things like that. Like, it's not what we do, it's how we do it. And I've said before, I think on Sunshine's show, I used to hate when I was a kid, hate chores. And that's probably in my f family's DNA because we grew up there. Like, my mom's family had a hotel and a diner on the side of the highway. And so, you know, she was 10 years old cleaning toilets because, you know, that's what they did. They needed help running the business, right? So I think there was like familial resentment about cleaning, you know? And so when I, you know, when you're young and they call it chores, you got to do the housework. It just, it all how it has, and you got to do it at Friday at 5 p.m. It's like, well, I don't want to. And then you do it resentfully. You know, now I sweep when I do it when I'm excited to do it, when it's needs to be done, not the specific time. It's like, oh, you know, it might be 5 a.m. Sometimes, and I decide to sweep the house just in a graceful manner. And so if there's an easy way and a hard way to get through life. And the easy way is to just be present, to not make up a story about the past, about, oh, all of this always happens, or I always have to do this, or I should be doing something else. If you take the story out of it, the past and the future, and just be present, you can do anything in a calm, graceful manner. And so that's the thing, is that, you know, maybe you have to quit your job, maybe you got to go do something you love, or maybe there's something that you love doing, but maybe it's just the how changes, not the what, you know, if that makes sense.
I like, you just reminded me of Jupiter Ascending. Did you see that movie?
Yeah, I love that movie. I just watched it again recently after because I,
Yeah.
yeah.
Cause, so I related, right? She's cleaning toilets and she's like, she doesn't know who she is. She's like majesty of the universe and inherits the earth, and she doesn't have a clue. She's cleaning toilets. And but at the end of the movie, because technically she's ascending, it's not the planet ascending. For those that haven't seen the movie, there's a girl, the main character is named Jupiter, and she's ascending. And then, and she wakes up every morning, the alarm goes off, and she's like, I hate my life, I hate my life. And she has to go, and she's cleaning toilets all the time. And then in the end of the movie, she ascends, she's doing the same exact thing, cleaning toilets, but she's getting up all cheery, she's happy to get up, she's making, you know, she just is loving her life. It doesn't matter, like you said, it's not about what we're doing. As long as we love ourselves and we just love life, we can, I can even love cleaning toilet. Like I said, in November and December, I even loved the job. I had, it was all to myself. I was playing my, you know, I had music playing and I just was enjoying my life.
Yeah,
So
that's important.
yeah, it makes a huge difference. And I know the thing that I really, you mentioned in the meeting this week that you took a lesser paying job, but it offered things that were more enjoyable, more important. Like you had some self-recognition of, you know, I like, I think you said you wanted to spend time outside, or didn't you make choices that were more important than the money? That's what I wanted to say. Is there anything you wanted to tell us about that?
Well, it was just that that's basically it. Like, I took a huge pay cut. Like, I'm still going to do my video and photography and stuff like that, but I'm just not as passionate as I was about it. And so, like, right now I took, yeah, like, I'm making 3 times less than what I used to. But I'm getting to go outside. I'm getting to work with trees, and you know, I'm starting tomorrow actually as a plant healthcare technician. So it's like, but I had to be honest with myself, and that's about asking my heart. Like, I'm not even qualified for the position. I'm grateful that the guy hired me because my whole background is marketing and video and you know, and photography and just stuff like that, the creative side of things of marketing. And so, but they're going to train me on the job. But I had to be honest with myself. Like, I just can't do this anymore. Like, I'm not. My heart's not in it. And so it's like, yeah, it's tough. Like, I'm not going to be making nearly as much, but I'm going to be working outside. I'm going to be doing, I'm working with the trees when I go on my walks anyways. Like, so like, I was like, this is like a perfect job for me. So, and what I asked for showed up. I'm going to be working outside. So to me, that's amazing. It's like, I don't have to spend time thinking about it anymore. But it took me a really long time to like make that decision, because it's not easy to take a pay cut to make a quarter of what you were making before, you know?
Trusting, but I like it. You said you really had to be honest with yourself. That's because my head will rationalize away my heart's honesty. You know what I mean?
Yeah, like, oh, this job's cool. Like, I can be making $200,000 a year. I'm only going to be making 40 at that other one. But like, I'm going to be stuck in an office all day. I'm going to have to take my work home with me. Like, this is where I'm going to leave my work, get to leave my work at the, at the end of the day, I'm going home. I can't bring trees home with me unless maybe I can if I want to, but for the most part. So it's just a total shift for me. But being honest was the number one thing. And it's tough because I do love what I do, but I just don't want to do it for other people so much anymore, like just random clients. Like, and so I'm going to still do it for myself and side projects and things like that, as part of the stuff that I want to do. But as a full-time job, I don't see myself doing it anymore, and I'm not. And
Well, I got
Paula's given us
the
the prompt because we got
yeah the
15 minutes.
but yeah. Well, I think we got 10 minutes now. I know it goes so fast. This is great. I think it was a great topic. I just got in the office and that's what popped up. So before we do Bible verses, the "For the People" quote is the doctored representation of holy texts presented to humanity were carefully constructed to offer half-truths. The half-truths ignite and the excitement of our spirit, but the other half is filled with horrendous lies to confuse and control us. So, there is some good truth in the Bible, but then there's this little spin that they put in there to confuse us and keep us, like you already mentioned, worshiping something outside of ourselves. But let's do so a couple of these. If I change a word in some of these, then I like them. But the way with the one, and that's all it took was one word. I like this one. Love never fails. The only construct in the word never is it's a time construct. Okay, here's one where I changed a word. Let's see what you think about this. I'll read it the way it is. Don't be afraid, just believe.
And that's the original one. Yeah, and that's the even believing and having faith. To me, like, you mentioned that the other day, and I liked what Q had said. It was just faith in our next decision. Because if you take belief in God or faith in God, well, then you're throwing the power outside somewhere else. Just trust in yourself, trust in your spirit, trust in your heart, trust in your next decision. I have faith. I didn't always have faith in myself. I was, calling a friend or a family member. What do you think I should do about this? What do you think I should do about that? And that's now I have faith in myself and my spirit. I didn't, a lot. And I've withdrawn from a lot of people. And people say, "Well, what, Rob, how come like you're not as talkative as you used to be?" And it's like, I want to figure it out for myself, and that's very important to me. Like at this age in my life, I don't need anybody's consultation. I need to sit with myself. I need to listen to my spirit. I need to listen to my heart. So faith and belief is fine as long as it's in yourself.
And we agreed in our meeting that Rob and I wouldn't always agree on all of these Bible verses. That's what I love about my show is that I'm just here with my experience, my truth, and my reality, and I don't expect anybody else to agree with me. But so for me, the word believe is a mind word. And I just changed that word to know. So don't be afraid, just know.
Yeah, I like knowing better because believe and like I think we talked a little bit. I don't know if it was you, so apologize if it's wrong. But like hope has this futuristic. Like I hope things are going to work out, or and so even that, like hope is it's already creating a future. Whereas like if you're now, like and at the land thing yesterday, the lady said something very profound because she was worried about she was getting upset about not enough people getting involved. And all this stuff. And she said, "I don't know if I'm making a difference and I don't know if it's working." But then she said, she came to the realization that she was making a difference and it was working because she was there. She showed up, she saw the people. So that is all we can ask for. Not, "I hope it works out someday." It's working out right now because you're taking that step. You're not hoping that it's going to happen. You're doing it because it is happening. You're making it happen in the moment.
Yeah, I like that. So here, and so I'm going to go right along with that too. I changed, this is a time construct that I have in this The original Bible verse is, "Nothing will be impossible." Can you see what I changed in that?
No.
That's the original.
Oh,
nothing. It says nothing will be impossible. And I changed it to nothing is impossible.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because it's true, because the light only works in the now. So,
yeah,
you know, unless you have a dark side script, we're creating moment to moment to moment, and everything is available in the moment. And it's often just our thinking that limits us. It's like the economic term is the opportunity cost. So if you're thinking about one thing, you're closing out all the avenues, you know. And so it's whatever your mind is looking at or thinking about. Well, you know, it's like, I can't do this. Yeah, I can't do this because of this. Well, then that's what you're going to get.
Honestly, I could just remove impossible from my whole vocabulary and be just fine.
Yeah.
Just kind of like the word dead. I giggle about dead. Like I joke that I talk to dead people, but there is no such thing as dead. So it's just a joke, really. I could remove that too. How about this? I like this one. You are the light of the world.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I am light. I don't know. Light of the world. Wasn't quite sure.
Well, I think that the way that I relate to that is that everybody is like the light of your world is whatever you're looking at, because you're shining a light on what you observe. So like, what are you like? You create your world. Like yesterday, so going to that land thing was very important for me. And when I woke up, my motorcycle battery was dead. And I was like, okay, serenity now. Like this is, I was like, okay, hot. Like this is kind of funny, and it's like the dark side messing with me a little bit. I'm like, whatever. I'll charge it, and it'll be good to go. And charged it once, didn't go. Second time, you know, charged it up for say half hour or whatever, 40 minutes, didn't go. And I was like, all right, the third time is going to be a charm. And I'm like, I'm going to this event, you know. And so because that's me just showing up, shining my light on that world. That world was created. You know, I don't even know if there's anybody else out there aside from me. You know, it's like we create the world that we engage with. So it's like, if you don't show up for yourself and shine your light on whatever you're interested in, it might not even exist. Nothing exists until we go create it. You can't prove that to me.
Right.
You can't prove to me something exists until you observe it, but then you're on that timeline. So that's why you have to be so careful of what you observe, because well, then you're bringing it into that reality. And that's how the mind matrix works. All timelines are real. What do you want to look at? You know, you can look at horrible things or you can look at beauty.
I'm going to end for Bible verses on this one. Seek and you will find.
Mm-hmm. Ask and it shall be given unto you.
Mm.
And even that, I think it's good to seek if you know what you're looking for and you know there's something bigger, the bigger picture. But at some point, I'm working on not seeking anymore, because seeking is still, you know, it's like
time.
What's that?
It's a time thing. It's not right here, right now.
And it's something outside of yourself, unless it says seek within. But I like this one from the
end. So I was assuming, because now the only place I ask questions is within, and I didn't catch that I was taking that for granted. So thanks for pointing that out. That was my own. I seek within myself. That's where all my knowledge is.
Yeah. And that's the thing. I like, there's the parable of the two brothers, and it's from the Anastasia Ringing Cedars book. And I have it too. But it says, all you seek, wanderer, you carry with you. You will find nothing new, and you will lose with every step. And so it's all within you. You don't need to look for things outside of yourself.
Yeah, all knowledge. We already have all knowledge.
Yeah.
Yes. Well, we're getting, we got a couple minutes. Do you want to close and have any words of anything?
No. I think that last little part sealed it up perfectly. And I just thank you so much for having me on. And I thank you to all the listeners and BBS. I love coming on and chatting with people and stuff like that. So if you want to do it again sometime, let me know. And I'm definitely all about the Bible verses, and there's just so many good ones. Like I specifically not really big on the Bible. Like I said before, I really enjoyed, cause I left the church when I was, you know, 12 years old, and but I always really resonated with what Jesus taught, because that to me was what the Creation Lightship came here to teach, and that was stuff that always resonated. So things that are about going within, the kingdom is within, pretty simple, you know, and that's the important thing to me. So I really, I'm not so big on the Bible, but I really love the teachings of Jesus.
So for me I'll wrap up with when I was in church, what they told me was the teachings of Jesus is so far different than what I know today, you know, and that's why we have on the show page, we suggest Q's archived shows, because what Q and Ron Amatron on Creation Lightship are teaching today is the same thing that Yeshua was teaching 2000-ish years ago. So it's just, they took what Jesus was originally teaching and they spun it around to keep us in the dark. And so, you know, if you really want to know what Yeshua was teaching 2000 years ago, you go within, you can listen to any of the archives, you can catch Ron on Creation Lightship. And thank you so much for coming in, Rob. One of these days I'll get my intro lessened and I can have a longer show. I'll figure that out.
Thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it. And it's been wonderful chatting with you. And thank you so much.
Thanks, Rob. And thank you, listeners. Thank you, subscribers. Thank you, Sheila. And thank you, BBS Radio. That's a wrap. Love, love, love.